Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
The Buffalo River, which waters the White Moose Game Preserve, slows down to a trickle in the late summer. But in the spring is a menace to the countryside. Then the river rises, swollen with melted snow, threatening to flood all the White Moose Game Preserve. To eliminate this threat of flood, a huge dam is under construction, at this moment just about completed. In the construction shack, two men face each other. They are Nolan, builder of the dam, and Larson, inspector of engineering projects.
All right, Nolan. Come on, the dough. My share of the 50 grand.
I'm not paying you off until we divert the river into the dam bed.
But why wait until then?
Look, we're going to blast the retaining wall of the Buffalo River in a day or so. Suppose when I do that, the water rushes in, hits the dam, and crumbles it like a pile of sand. There'll be a lot of questions asked, and I want you around to help with the answers.
You worry too much. I told you the deal is perfectly safe.
Maybe yes and maybe no.
Look, I'll lay it out for you again. The specifications for concrete calls for 2 bags of cement to 4 bags of sand.
I know. And I'm using 1 bag of cement, charging for 2, and you're giving me the okay.
Right. And that's worth 50% of the profit.
No objection there. But if this dam don't hold, I'll be in plenty of trouble. I'll need not only my 50,000, but yours too, to keep me out of jail.
Oh, you dirty...
Easy, Larson.
If you think you're going to cheat me out of that dough one way or the other...
There's nothing much you can do. See, I've kept all the inspection reports, Larson, each one signed OK by you.
What?
Those are proof you're in on this deal. You better play ball with me. If you don't, I'm going to have a cellmate in the pen, and you're elected.
Sure looks like a mighty exciting adventure in store for Mark Trail today.
And if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, don't get me wrong, one serving of Kellogg's Pep won't make you a giant of strength. But a serving of Pep with milk and sugar day after day will help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. Things that come in mighty handy when you hit the adventure trail. You see, each serving of Pep provides more vitamins than you'll find in any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal, including a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And mark this, every package of Pep also packs a prize, a super prize that I'll tell you all about before the show is over. Meantime, just remember, if you want to hit the adventure trail, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
The thick green forests of the Great White Moose Game Preserve are laced with a network of beautiful riding paths. Along one of them rides Mark Trail and Cherry Davis. They've come up to see the preserve with Cherry's father, Professor Davis, who at this moment is resting at the guest house of the preserve. As Mark and Cherry ride along, they emerge from the forest into a small clearing.
Mark, I've been looking at those tree trunks. They're gray from the ground up to a height of about 5 or 6 feet. Why is that?
They're high water marks, Cherry.
High water?
Yes. That's how high the floodwaters in this preserve went this last year.
Well, the new dam they're building will stop that, won't it?
I hope so. That's what it's intended to do.
And provide water during the dry season, too?
Right.
Well, isn't the dam somewhere around here?
Yes, about 2 or 3 miles up country. Why, you want to see it?
Well, why not?
All right. We'll cut over to the banks of the Buffalo River and follow it upstream.
Okay, come on. I'll race you to the river.
It's a race. On your mark, set, go!
You were born in a saddle. As if you're part of a horse.
Oh, is that so, huh? Hey, wait a minute, Jerry.
Why, what's the matter?
Look upstream there. Oh, it's men on the bank of the Buffalo River.
What are they doing? Digging a canal?
Well, that's the canal that's going to divert the river into the dam bed. It looks like they're getting set to do some blasting right now.
What's wrong with that?
I was exploring up there yesterday. There's a family of otter in the bend of the stream. If they set off the charge, they'll kill them. Come on!
Okay, you guys. Tap those charges in, set the fuses, and
hey,
they will let her...
Hey, charge here?
What does it look like, Boy Scout? Why?
Don't set that dynamite off yet.
No? Why?
The family of otter living in this area. You'll kill them.
Well, I tell you what, Junior, why don't you charge me with murder?
Sharp character, aren't you?
Yeah, sharp enough. And anyway, Boy Scout, who are you to be butting into my business? What's your name?
Trail. Mark Trail.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of you. Mother Nature's little helper.
Could be. But look, man, be reasonable. It's just as easy to run those otters out before you dynamite.
Look, Trail, I'm constructing a dam. I'm not playing patty cake with four-footed furry creatures. Now, suppose you and the lady friend back there run off and play game warden someplace else. I got a man's work to do.
Why, you...
Mark, please, no fight.
Want a junior? We're all ready.
It's a pleasure.
Mark, no, there are too many against you. Let's go down to the dam and report these men to the boss.
That's a good idea, Cherry.
Why, sure. And if the boss sends me word to quit dynamiting the way I am, well, I'll quit.
Mark, please.
Okay, Cherry. Let's go.
I wonder what he'll say when he finds out he's been talking to the boss. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Mr. Nolan.
Take a shortcut back to the dam. Keep your eye on that trail. And if his nose gets too long, chop it off.
Whoa, there.
Whoa.
We'll leave the horses here, Cherry.
All right, Mark.
Tie to these trees.
Okay.
There. That'll hold them.
Now, where will we find the boss?
Probably in that construction shack over there.
Looks like we'll have to walk the plank.
Uh-huh. Cross that vat of cement mix. You better not slip, Jerry. Cement isn't very good for the complexion.
Hey, you first, Mark.
All right.
Mark, there's a man coming onto the plank from the other end.
Uh-huh. One of us will have to back up. We can't pass on this board.
What is it, mister? Looking for something?
Yes, the boss.
He ain't in.
Could you tell me where he is?
None of your business.
You like cuss, aren't you?
I'll buy a book on manners.
Maybe I could teach you some right now.
I'm the teacher, and here's your first lesson.
Who are you?
Mark, Mark, it's the cement mix. Look out!
I see it, Jerry. And he's going in, not me.
Mark! You knocked him cold.
Oh, I suppose I'd better jump in after him. Suffocate that cement. I've got him. Help me out, Cherry.
Here.
Oh, gosh.
What about him?
Oh, he's coming, too. He'll be all right.
Mark, you look like a walking ghost. Covered from head to foot with cement.
No, I guess I do, Cherry. But let's return to the guest house. I want to change clothes and come back here. These men have a reason for keeping me away from that dam. And I want to find out what it is.
Mark, he did a good job of cleaning that cement out of your hair. Didn't he, Father?
Yes. You have trouble combing it out?
Oh, not too much. I hope it comes off my clothes as easy.
Oh, they should be dry now, Mark. They've been hanging in front of the fire for about an hour. I'll try scraping some of it off. Breaks up easily, Mark.
Cherry, let me see that coat.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Well, what's wrong, Professor?
This concrete. It crumples between your fingers.
Hey, you're right.
Well, if this is what they're using on that dam, it will never hold.
Say, I'll bet that's it, Professor. That's why they didn't want me snooping around.
Here, feel it yourself, Mark. Well, there isn't enough cement in this concrete mix to form the proper bind. Seems to me it has too much sand.
Well, this means when the river is high and the water pressure on the dam is great, she may burst.
And the whole White Moose Game Preserve is in danger.
Right, Cherry. If this is what they're using on the dam...
Oh, hold it, Mark. You didn't see them pour this stuff into the dam forms. They may be using this for something else.
That's possible.
We need a sample from the dam itself to be sure.
All right, then let's get it.
How will we do that?
We'll go to the dam tonight and chip off some of it from the base. Then we'll analyze it. And if it's the same as this stuff, we'll do something and do it quickly.
Ah, there we are, Larson. A last inspection report signed by you.
Don't tell me you're going to put that back in the safe.
The water isn't in the dam bed yet.
What do you want, Nolan? It's built. We've got our money out of it. Why don't we split and let me get out of here?
Not until I'm sure that dam holds.
But you're blasting the retaining wall on the Buffalo River tomorrow. The job's finished.
When the dam holds. That's when I'll pay you off and we'll burn those inspection reports you okayed.
You don't take any chances, do you, Nolan?
Nope. As far as anyone knows, you're in the clear.
Uh-huh.
Except I can prove that you're not with those inspection reports. Each one has your signature at the bottom, you remember?
Okay, Nolan. You're making the rules, I'll
call it. Now, Joe, what is it?
I felt a trail, Mr. Nolan.
Trail?
I thought you said you got rid of him, Nolan.
Shut up, Larson. Go on, Joe. What about it?
Him and another fellow nosing around the bottom of the dam, tapping around with a hammer, chipping off pieces of concrete.
Concrete? Nolan, if
I... know what you're going to say, Larson, but we'll stop him.
How?
That retaining wall on the Buffalo River. I was going to blast it tomorrow.
So?
It'll be done tonight, right now. Joe.
Yeah, Mr. Nolan?
Here are the keys to the dynamite shed.
You want me to blow the wall?
No, I want you to play patsy. Of course I do, you fool.
Well, that's more than a one-man job.
Well, you'll get more than one man's pay for it.
Oh?
$2,000.
Oh. Sure, Mr. Nolan. I'll get right on the job.
Good man, Joe.
He could kill himself doing that, Nolan.
Yeah. You want me to shed a tear for him?
No.
Look, Larson, when that wall is blasted, Trail and whoever's with him will be drowned like rats in a trap. If Joe gets himself killed, we get the job done for free and no witnesses.
There'll be an investigation.
So what? Are we fortune tellers? How do we know an accident's going to happen in a very few minutes?
There. Got a big enough sample of the concrete, Professor?
Let's chip away a few more spots, Mark. I want to make sure we get a representative sample so that we're certain it's not just one particular place that's weak.
Okay, Professor.
Well, what's that, Mark?
It sounded like an explosion. Someone blasting.
Well, that's what I thought.
Funny time of night for blasting.
Might be working double shifts.
Might be, but... Professor, listen.
Sounds like water. A rapid.
It is water. And it's heading this way.
Well, let's get out of here.
Look, a solid wall of water rushing down on us.
Mark, we can't swim against that. We'll be bound.
As the rushing water engulfs them, Mark fights furiously to stay afloat. In a moment, we will continue, so stand by. A mighty wall of water puts Mark on the spot.
And you could be on the spot, too. Suppose your school's baseball coach says to you, "You're playing center field today." Well, you trot out to start the game. Now's the time for steady nerves, as well as the strength, energy, and strong bones your daily dish of Kellogg's Pep has helped you store up. Yes, sir, a real powerhouse of the food elements you need to feel fit for fun. Fun like... Ooh, a long fly ball. You dance back about 10 or 12 stops and haul it down. Oh, and you're glad you've been getting that daily dish of Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Mmm, those toasted flakes. Ready to eat, wonderful with milk and sugar.
Well, the pitcher strikes out the next batter. Then, with the count of 3-2, you run, 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 then dive to the grass and come up with the ball in your glove. Oh, is it good to eat a daily dish of Pep, the build-up wheat cereal? You bet your life. And mark this, P-E-P also stands for prize in every package. I'll tell you about those swell prizes before the show is over. Till then, remember to have your fun and eat it, too. Get Kellogg's Pep.
Mark and Professor Davis are trapped in the new dam being built on the White Moose Game Preserve as the retaining wall that held back the Buffalo River is blown up on Nolan's order. Now, as the water swirls and beats against the big dam, Mark and the professor are nowhere to be seen. Suddenly, Mark's head pops up in the turbulent Whitecap waters.
Professor! Professor! Where are you?
Oh, over here, Mark.
Oh. You all right, Professor?
I can't buck this current much longer, Mark.
Hang on. Quiet down as it rises.
Save yourself, Mark. I can't.
Grab my shoulders, Professor. I'll swim for it.
You'll never make it with me dragging you, Mark.
Don't give up. It's rising fast. We'll be able to reach that scaffolding on the dam in a few minutes.
I can't make it.
You've got to, Mark. Got to make it. Hang on to me while I tread water.
Oh, all right, Mark.
That's good. I can almost touch the scaffolding, Professor.
Better be.
I've got it. Hold on to my legs, Professor.
Right.
Here. Give me your hand. I'll put it on the scaffolding.
I've got it, Mark.
Hang on while I climb up. Okay, Professor. Now, come on. I'll help you up. There you are.
Just in time, Mark. I'm all winded.
No, but we can't stay here. The water's rising fast. We'll have to climb the top of the scaffolding.
I can't, Mark. I'm all in.
Here. Put your arms around my neck. I'll carry your piggyback.
Oh, you can't.
Don't argue, Professor. Get on my back quick. I want to be alive to find out whether this was an accident or attempted murder.
Are you sure you're all right, Dad?
Yes, thanks to Mark. I wouldn't have given much for my chances of being back here at the guest house an hour ago.
Neither would I, Professor.
Mark, you didn't get the samples you set out for, did you?
Oh, we got them. But at the bottom of the river now. We'll have to try all over again.
No, Mark, those men are dangerous.
Not half as dangerous as that dam if it's weak.
But, Mark,
it's no use, Cherry. I'm going to find out if that concrete's been weak.
Well, I'll get it. Hello? What? Oh, no.
What is it, Cherry?
Yes, of course. Right away. Thanks for calling.
Cherry, what's
the matter? You won't have to find out about that dam being weak. That was a call for us to help in rescue work.
Cherry, it's...
Yes, Mark, it's broken and water is flooding the whole White Moose Game Preserve. Mark, look. There's a big moose just ahead of us.
I see him, Cherry.
Oh, he looks exhausted.
Well, bring the boat closer. I'll rope his antlers and then we'll tow him to the high ground up ahead.
All right, Mark.
A little closer, Cherry.
Better?
Fine. Now hold the boat steady. There. The rope's over his antlers.
Shall I start up again, Mark?
Yes. Go fast enough to stay ahead of him, but not so fast that we drag too hard on him.
Okay.
Otherwise, he may turn us. After all, he doesn't know what's happening to him.
This about the right speed, Mark?
Oh, swell. Now head for that high ground.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
All right, slow down, Cherry. We don't want to run aground.
Now veer off from it.
Good. Now let the motor idle. I'll cut him loose. He can make it from here. There.
Look, he can walk it now.
Yes, but he's one tired animal. We got to him just in time.
Mark, we've put out all the food. Don't you think we'd better head back to the lodge? We promised Dad we'd meet him there.
Okay, Cherry. And I guess we can both use the rest. Besides, that moose was the first animal we've seen in an hour.
I guess most of the others are safe by now.
I hope so.
And I want to get back on the trail of the men who are responsible for building that dam. Come on, Sherry, let's go.
To be back at the guest house, Mark.
You tired, Sherry?
Well, rescuing animals isn't the easiest job in the world.
Oh, hardly.
Mark, I'm surprised that Dad isn't here, though. You don't
think... Now, Sherry, will you stop worrying? The professor can take care of himself.
I know.
You know he's probably...
Oh, Mark. Mark, help me with this man.
Joe!
Mark, the man you had that fight with.
Hello, Mr. Trail.
I found him on the riverbank, Mark. He had a concussion.
Well, let's get him on the sofa. Right over here now. Easy now. That's it. There. Concussion, you said?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Trail. From the blast.
The blast?
Yes. The one I set off to trap Professor Davis and Mr. Trail at the bottom of the dam.
So it wasn't an accident?
No. But Nolan made me do it, Mr. Trail.
Nolan? Nolan? Who's he?
The boss builder. The guy you had the run-in with about blasting that otter family.
Oh, then no wonder I didn't get to see the boss.
Tell him the rest of it, Joe. What you told me.
All right. Nolan and Larson, the engineering inspector, have a deal between them.
About the cement mix?
That's right, Mr. Trail. You see, Nolan used one instead of two bags of cement in the mix. And Larson okayed the construction. They charged the state for the second bag of cement and split the difference between them.
So there was something crooked going on.
Well, that's why the dam didn't hold. The water rose too fast for the cheap construction.
Why, those two scoundrels ought to be put away for
easy,
life.
Easy, easy, Cherry. I don't think we'd have any trouble pinning this on Nolan. But I'd sure hate to see Larson get away.
Oh, I'm sure an investigation would tie Larson in completely, Mark.
No, investigations take time, Professor. Both Larson and Nolan might skip town by then. And Larson's a very wily operator.
You said it.
If it comes to a trial, he could... Well, he might wiggle his way out of paying the penalty.
Well, I don't see what we can do.
Oh, there must be something. Some way we can prove Larson's guilty beyond any doubt.
Listen... I overheard something once.
What?
Something about inspection reports that Larson's been okaying.
Hey, Joe, that would be it. Uh-oh. But where are the reports?
That's going to be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, Nolan's got a safe in his construction shack that he guards with his life.
With his life?
Got an idea, Mark?
Maybe, Cherry. Look, Joe, if you help us, it'll go a lot easier with you when this thing gets to the state police.
I'll help you, Mr. Trail, and I don't care about the police. Those guys would have left me to die.
What are you going to do, Mark?
Well, since Nolan guards those records with his life, I'm going to bait a trap with my life.
Will you quit pacing up and down, Larson? You make me jittery.
Nolan, we can't just sit around here. There'll be an investigation, we'll both be dead.
Ah, glad you said both.
Well, then I stay here. Look, you got $100,000 stashed away, 50 for you, 50 for me. Dig it out. We'll both skip. Go to Mexico, Honduras. You can live a long time on $100,000 in Honduras.
Yeah, one of us can. Both of us, I'm not so sure.
Look, cut the act. We don't have much time.
Mr. Nolan.
Oh, Joe, I thought I told
you. Nolan, you're in trouble.
But good. Tell it to him, Joe. He thinks he's got time to fool around.
Well, the blast knocked me out.
Go on.
The guy who was with Mark Trail in that dam, Professor Davis. He found me and brought me to Trail.
Did you tell him everything?
No, not everything, but enough. Then I ditched him and got over here. You better move.
You heard him, Nolan. We all better move. And now's the time to burn those inspection reports.
Those inspection reports are your worry, not mine.
Yeah. This gun says you worry about it, too. Now, open the safe.
All right, put the gun down, Larson. I can't twist a combination on a safe if I'm jittery.
Start twisting. Then I'll put the gun down.
What good is it if you plug me, Larson? I'm dead, sure, but you're in the same hole.
Open that safe.
Might as well do what he says, huh? Nolan.
Trail.
I heard everything.
Joe, I thought you ditched him.
He tried to. I made him think he was getting away so I could follow him.
You're dirty. Larson, give me your gun.
What are you going to do?
Give me a gun.
Don't shoot him, Joe. We got enough on our hands.
Give me the gun.
Here.
Joe, I think twice about using that gun.
I only have to think once, you dirty rat.
Oh!
The butt of the gun will keep him out of our hair.
Yeah, it will. Nolan, let's move. You can see there's no time left.
Okay, I'll open the safe.
Now work fast. Joe, empty out the desk. Scatter paper all around.
What are you going to do?
You'll see.
Safe is open.
Give me the inspection report.
All right, here.
Go get a match. I'll light this end. You light some of the papers on the floor.
A fire?
Yeah. I'm going to burn the whole place. These reports are mine, everything. Including Mr. Trail.
With fiendish glee, Larson looks down at the unconscious form of Mark Trail and strikes a match. We'll learn what happens in just a moment. So keep listening.
Well, here it is. Here's the whole story about that prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep. It's a statuette. Yeah, that's right. A little toy figure in bright-colored plastic. Either a cowboy, an Indian, a football, baseball, or basketball player, or even an animal. Your box of Pep may contain any one of 18 different statuettes. Trade them. Collect them till you get all 18. Each statuette has its own pedestal, so you can stand them in toy villages, move them around in games, make them passengers on toy trucks and trains. And remember, you don't send in a box top, don't wait for your prize, or pay a single penny extra. Just look inside your box of Kellogg's Pep and find your bright, colorful statuette wrapped in its own cellophane envelope. Best of all, Pep is so super delicious, so marvelous, so multi-flavored. Yes, sir, you'll certainly enjoy Pep, every crisp, toasted flake. So tell Mother to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package. P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
In an effort to make absolutely certain that Larson, as well as Nolan, is put in jail for the faulty dam construction, Mark Trail has followed Joe to Nolan's construction shack. There, Joe turned on Mark, knocked him out with the butt of a gun. Larson now plans to burn down the shack with Trail in it. He lights a match, and then...
The first thing we burn up are my inspection reports. I'll just put a match to this.
No, you don't, Larson!
Huh? It's Trail, he's come to.
Never out!
Where are you?
Joe! Take Nolan. Larson's mine.
Pleasure.
Oh, boy. Okay, they're both down, Joe. Good work.
My jaw, are you crazy?
No, Joe isn't crazy, Nolan. We set this trap for you. I thought when Joe showed up, that would be enough. You'd try to clear out right away. But you kept hesitating about opening that safe, so I stepped in.
We planned it that way, but I didn't think it would have to go that far.
Joe, that rap on the head didn't hurt a bit.
Smart guy, both of you.
I hope so. Now, get up off the floor, Nolan. You too, Larson. With these inspection reports okayed by you, there isn't a chance for you, Larson. You and Nolan are going to spend a long time behind bars.
Mark, I see you're loading your camera. Going to take pictures?
Yes, Terry, but not around here. I'm going up to mountain country and snap a few bighorn sheep.
On Monday, Mark scales mountain peaks, armed with a camera. But someone else scales those very same peaks, armed with a high-powered rifle. When Mark aims and shoots, it means a picture. When the other man aims and shoots, it means death. Tune in same time, same station on Monday, and find out what happens to...
Mark Trail! Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then next Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley plays Mark Trail and Amy Sedell is Cherry. Today's Mark Trail was written by Bud Fischel, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.